Picasso and the Greatest Show on Earth, written by Anna Feinberg and read by Teo Vergara.
If we turn right here, we'll be almost home, I told Picasso. I tried to sound more confident than I felt. If I acted how I felt, I'd be lying on the couch all day like a soggy tissue. Picasso didn't even look up. He was obsessed by the wonderful thing that smelled so vomity under the bushes. Please drop it, I said cautiously. I didn't know how you were supposed to talk to dogs. Mum and I had only been to one puppy class so far, and we'd arrived late. I just hoped he wouldn't eat the vomity thing. For sure, that stink meant rotting rat. Last night, I'd heard rats arguing in the roof. This new suburb was riddled with them. At twilight, I'd spotted one, fat as a football, scooting along the porch trellis. If you had a microscope, you'd have seen the terrible trail of bacteria it left. Bacteria can kill you, you know. I wish you could explain that to dogs. My shadow shivered beside me. It seeped like watercolor into other ghosts shading the footpath. Gum leaves, germ-shaped clouds, a power pole. And from the corner of my eye, I caught the last glint of sun dying behind a house. The roof was lit up by a blood-red smear. That glow would be good to paint. If I scrunched up my eyes, the roof could be on fire. Come on, I said more firmly now and gave the lead a tug. Let's go home and have dinner. I tried to sound all hearty like Mum when she comes in to wake me up in the morning, as if everything's as fine and cheery and hopeful as it's always been. As if our little family hadn't been cut down by tragedy like a tree struck by lightning. We turned right at the corner, but the yellow house with the hanging flower pots wasn't there. I felt a ping of alarm. We moved here 5 weeks ago, but still when I go walking, I forget my way back. I've tried to remember standout houses or peculiar hedges, but somehow these things vanish when I look for them again. It was happening now, right at the corner of Woolgoolga Street, which should have been Baringa. A wave of sickness washed into my throat and my head hurt. On the horizon, clouds flared dangerously into crimson flames.